The first novel by Paul Stutangi is called Red Weather, and it takes place in Milwaukee in the autumn of 1989. The book chronicles the education of a first-generation Latvian-American teenager and his love-hate relationship with his family and his hometown. Alan Chews has a review.
For most of this nicely etched first novel, the sensitive young main character, Yuri Belotis, the troubled son of a hard-working but raucous, big-boozing father, suffers in the springtime of his life and the autumn of his discontent in a city that beer has made famous. He falls in love at first sight with one of his high school mates, the daughter of a local college professor and a dedicated socialist. Then he commits a foolhardy felony and suffers the consequences, nearly losing his father and his own freedom in the aftermath. The more Yuri suffers, the more engrossing the book becomes. He deals with his own feelings and ultimately those of his often bourbon-sodded immigrant father, his dutiful mother, and all through the middle of the novel, the antics of visiting relatives from Soviet Latvia, among whom is his cousin Eriks, who contributes to Yuri's education in a most surprising way. The more Yuri suffers, the more lyrical the book becomes, with sentences that suggest a serious and gifted new writer at work. Perfect, precise sentences, we hear, the kind that Yuri himself revels in, when in his misery and solitude he shuts himself off from the family and immerses himself in the books he loves, letting his reading pour over his head line by line. Sentences, we hear, that sang and resonated and rang with the solace that only well-structured language could provide. That's mostly what we get in this bittersweet love letter to a father and a city. It's a wonderful debut and prose fiction that might just keep Milwaukee famous.
The book is Red Weather by Paul Stutangi. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.